This call is being recorded.
Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back to the pillar of light from wherever you came from, back to the pillar of light now, back down the pillar of light, back towards your physical body. But feel and know your etheric body now merging back with the physical. Moving back into it, stepping back into it. As you do so, bring the oneness, that feeling of connectedness, back in with you. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed.
Someone's coughing into their phone. Please. Thank you.
I am Sananda. And we wonder now, as we look down upon all of you, down from our perch, you might say, up on our ships, we look down and we see all that is happening, all of the consciousness that is shifting and changing. And we wonder now, are you feeling it? Are you feeling this new expression coming into you? Are you feeling this consciousness shift? Are you feeling this sense of anticipation that is coming over many across the planet? Are you beginning to see and know the finish line that is right there in front of you? Or it is right there in front of you. Many of you have been feeling a sense of gleefulness, you might say, a sense of anticipation, certainly, that all is coming to a crescendo. Many things are about to shift. And you are feeling this sense. You are feeling the ending of what you came here for. In other words, you have been working toward this time for a very long, long time period. You have been working toward this shift of consciousness, this frequency movement for a very long time. Anticipating this. You came into this particular lifetime knowing that this is that lifetime. This is that one. This is the one that will have the finish line. And you can look back on many of the lives that you have had, wondering in those lifetimes, whenever a conscious knowing came over you in a moment, knowing, when will this be? When will we reach the end? When will we reach the finish line? And we can tell you now that you have reached this finish line. It is right there now. It only takes a little bit more to push you across. We are speaking not only of the ascension, but of the transition that you are moving through now. And this transition is pushing so many, many more souls across this finish line or coming close to it. And you are the ones that are needing to continue to work with this. As you are beginning to see and feel and know the energies that are awakening across the planet, the energies that are awakening in the animals and the insects, as you have been speaking of, they are here. They are part of the elemental kingdom. Those of the dragonflies, the hummingbirds, the butterflies, all of these are showing themselves now to you in various ways. They're not showing themselves as they are yet, but they are showing themselves in ways that you can understand, in ways that you can be able to comprehend and be able to know and feel the energy connection with them. And they are going to increase this process as well. Many of you, many more are going to be experiencing this. And when you feel a butterfly, when you feel and sense a hummingbird coming close, and you see that it is attempting to contact you, open your eyes, open your ears, and allow this process to happen, because they have much to impart to you personally, not to the collective as we are doing here, but personally to each and individual. They will begin more and more to communicate to you, because the time is now for this to happen. The time is now for these energies to increase, for the frequencies to increase across the planet, and you yourselves, each one, to begin to feel these frequencies more and more, so that you are experiencing all that is possible in the moment that you can experience. There is so much that is in the process. You hear many things. You use your discernment in all of these situations so that you know that everything that is happening now is happening for a reason. So many things that are about to shift and change with your those of the dark forces, what you call the cabal, they have come to an end. You are hearing this more and more, yet you do not see it yet. You do not see it with your eyes as of yet that they have ended, because you still see certain signs within the skies. You see certain things that happen on your newsreels. You see certainly storms that come upon you. But you also begin to know more and more that these storms, these signs that are showing and have shown themselves for years and years and years, and even lifetimes, are now showing themselves as much less than what they were, as the programming is being reduced more and more, dissipating, the veil dissipating and disappearing completely. And my dear Nada, telling you that there is no veil, and that is the truth. There is no veil. It is only there in your imagination, or rather in your programming, that it is there. It is only part of the illusion. So know that as everything around you is an illusion, begin to see through that illusion more and more. And as you do that, you will communicate with those other of the other forces out there, the elemental forces especially. You will begin to experience contact and communication with these dragonflies and these butterflies and the dragons, and all of this you will begin to experience and communicate more with, because they are there and they are aware of you and they are ready to welcome you into their world. And that is important to know, because you are moving out of this world. Not that you are going to leave the planet, step off the planet and onto other planets, although yes, that will be possible when the times and the frequencies are right. But for now, know that you are evolving. You are evolving into a higher form of life. And this higher form of life is going to take you into this next golden age. I am Sananda. I always enjoy these times that I can be with you. And these times are going to increase more and more as we, as a collective, begin to work with you more and more directly, more and more individually. Yes, we are working with you as a group, but we are going to begin to work more with you as individuals, beginning to prepare you for that which is coming very shortly, where those of you that have come here and have your mission set in front of you are going to begin to work more on those missions. And you will begin to know and understand exactly what those missions are. All of my peace and love be with all of you now as I take my leave.
Thank you. Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Want to start with you to carry on. And we would say here to the one that brought up the bee, contemplating this. We will be looking into this and see if the James is able to have the connection with this one, if they resonate together here. This is at this point yet unsure, but it is possible, certainly. So we will be looking into this, to that one who has wondered about this. As to all that is happening here, all that is coming, we have been saying for some time, to fasten your seatbelts, keep them fastened, because things are going to get a bit rocky here. But as you've seen here in the coming of these storms, these coming of these monster storms, we might say, that they were not so. They were not so because you are not buying into the illusion anymore. Those of you that have the power, those of you that have the knowing, can literally steer these hurricanes. You can literally dissipate these hurricanes. They are meant for a reason, but they have been, in the past, in many ways, they have been overcome by the forces of darkness to be able to utilize the energies to do their bidding. But this is changing now because you are no longer listening to this. You are no longer accepting foolhardily, as you have in the past, accepting that their programming is going to control you, because it is not. So let go of all of this. Know that you have the power. Know that believing is seeing, and you can create and steer away a storm. You can do all of these things that are needed to continue to allow this process to continue across the planet. And know that fear is dissipating rapidly. Yes, you speak of fear of spiders and all of these kinds of things. We were eavesdropping, yes. But know that this is a process that you are going through, and these various insects are not going to be something you are going to have to be concerned about in the higher vibrations. They will not be. They will be transformed into other life forms that will be more akin to the energies that you will be moving into. So mosquitoes and flies and all of the biting insects and all of this will be gone. They will not be gone, as you are saying. They will not be killed. They will be transformed. Just as you are moving through a transition, they will also move through a transition and be with you in a new form in the higher vibrations. So what you are seeing now in the various insects and all of these things, such as the dragonflies and butterflies and all of this, are going to be with you in this new, in these new vibrations, but they will be with you as they are, as the sprites, as the elves, as the fairies, all of this. They will take their original form that they are just now showing you in these forms, but they will take now their original forms back when the time is right. And you will look into the trees and not see butterflies, but you will see fairies in the branches, just as you see birds now. Can you imagine this, what this would be like? And all the life forms coming alive to you. Do you have questions now for one who serves?
You can unmute your phones if you want to ask a question.
I can't hear. People are speaking at the same time. This is Rita. My question, I wanted to. Oh, it's an echo. I just wanted to see if this is true that I have gotten, because I do teach, and I want to make sure I'm teaching the truth. I found out that Mother and Father God had created our left side of our brain, and that is reasoning and logic. And his color is blue. And then Mother God created our right side, which is pink, which is intuition, love, and going to our heart, and etc. And so then the combination of blue and pink makes the Valis flame. And this is where I guess the Valis flame came from. Is this true, or can you add any more to that?
That is certainly correct, but the only difference here, the only thing we would correct, is that the creation process comes from the mother of the Father, Mother God. The Father is unmanifest. The mother is the manifest. The mother is the creation. The mother is the one that carries within the womb the creation of life. So you can look at it in this respect, but also look at it in the respect of both are one.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Clears it up. Thank you. Love you.
And one who serves One who serves, I've seen a question about astrology. Will astrology, like numerology, be a practice in the higher dimensions? Will it go further from our basic to advanced? Thank you.
An answer yes, certainly in the affirmative of that. Astrology has never left your evolution here, but it has been put somewhat in the background in terms of not being taught in your schools and all of these things, but this is going to change drastically because astrology is one of the greater sciences, but it has purposely been held back. But know that the ones that purposely held it back use it themselves. And they have used it for a very long time, back from the Atlantean times and even before this. So it is very important. It is very much a part of this process. And it will certainly be within the transition that you are moving through in the ascension process as you are moving into this new golden age. It will become a very big part of your educational process.
One who serves, this is Amora. What you were saying about the insects manifesting themselves to us in their original form, does this apply also to animals, that their true form is different than what we witness at this time?
Animals are a little bit different here in understanding because they are in their soul form that they are needing to be in now. That is not to say that they will not transition as well, but many of them will continue as your pets and all of this, and you will also come into contact with many other animals that will become pets. Think in terms of a tiger or a lion or one of those that you fear now that will move through this transition as well, and there will be no more fear. And once there is no more fear, they have no reason to create the fear because they will certainly not be eating you anymore, and they will become your pets as well. They will become even more than pets. They will become your brothers and sisters. Different life form.
Cool. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
The one who serves, this is Lorelei. I was given that some information, I guess, about the Holy Trinity, and that the Holy Trinity was sort of individual to each of us, and that it was Mother, Father, God was one point. And another point was our higher self. That would be sort of like the Holy Spirit. And then the other point would be our self along with our twin flame, which makes like one, just like Mother, Father, God. And I was just wondering, would you say that that is on point? And also, what can we do with that? Like, how does that get to be used in our lives to forward our lives and or just to forward the ascension or whatever?
Yes, as we are understanding what you are asking here, the answer is certainly yes. The Trinity, as you are saying, is in many different forms and has been for a very long time. The various churches or religions have changed this to work within their system. But the Trinity is exactly as you are saying. It comes from the prime creator originally and then spreads out from there, you might say. So that the three become one, and the one are always the three. So there is certainly the connection as you are continuing to move through this ascension process. You will come more and more to understand how this all is working together and comes together for you, both as individuals and as a collective.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Are there other
questions?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rhea from the UK. I just wanted to send my love and say thank you for your confirmation regarding Athena.
Very good. Yes.
The blessings and thank you.
This is in process. We will look into this as we say here.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You have to understand that certain of the channels, and not only this one, James, but all channels, are able to resonate to different beings. That is why you see certain ones that only bring through certain entities, certain beings that they can resonate to. And to bring about the changes that are needed sometimes, it requires some work, you might say, to establish the connection or the resonance to that new one coming in. An example here is when the James first began to allow us to speak through him. And those of you that were there at those times would know that the James, when these energies first came through, even from us, the one who serves, his neck was very stiff after each session. And this was because the energies were not quite yet compatible. And other ones, such as Aramda and even Sananda at times, were very difficult for this one to bring through in those early times. But that has all changed and shifted now because of coming to a resonance, a feeling, a connection, you might say, more fully.
As I thought, thank you. Yes, as I thought. So when he's ready, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
I have a question, one who says, I'm finding it a little bit difficult at the moment because of the unconditional love that I'm working towards. And speaking to people, some people just don't understand where we're coming from. And this unconditional love helps me to just send them love because I find that only in my little group, my meditation group, am I open, like your group, to speak about these wonderful things that are happening and our communication with our little insects. Can you give me some advice to help me through this, please? Thank you.
Yes, we can tell you that this is the reason for these groups. Not only this group, certainly, but many of the thousands of groups across the planet that come together as like-minded, like-souled, you might say, that are in the same and working in the same consciousness so that you can feel like you are not alone and you can also be able to utilize your collective consciousness together to bring about change to the world, to the planet here. And this is what you are all doing. And when you bring a small group or a large group, it matters not. The small group becomes part of the larger group, and that larger group then becomes part of the larger groups yet, and so on and so on. And remember in your Bible where it is said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there will I be amongst you. That is speaking of higher self and source being there with you when two come together, two or more. You see?
Yes, thank you.
Any further questions here?
have a little bit of an observation that I want to share, and I want to ask about it. So we have conversations that are not really typical, not typical of the masses, and we see others as different from us, and we wish that, maybe we wish that they were more like-minded. Isn't that creating a judgment? And it, through the judgment, we judge that we somehow are higher up or different and better. So my question is, rather than seeking that others change, that we be the change. Is that a better way to look at it?
Yes, certainly. But you are not seeking to change others. You are seeking only to change yourself. And as you change yourself, you change others.
Exactly.
Yes.
One who serves, I find that difficult sometimes with family because family don't accept the changes that they see in you. This is what I'm referring to. I don't judge anyone at all because everyone's in their own place and you have to allow them to be. But, you know, it's difficult, that's why. I'm just saying it's difficult at times. Thank you.
Yes, it can be, but always remember, be the change that you want to see in the world. You be it, and whatever they see, whatever they experience, meaning the rest of the world, they experience. And it is not your concern. You change yourself, you work on yourself, you continue to evolve yourself into the higher version of yourself, and then all will come as it needs to. And when you come to this full realization, then all of the ideas of programming and all of the control issues and all of these things will go away. Not only in yourself, but in all of those around you as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I have a question a little bit different. This is about crystals. Can you tell me what the difference is between a regular crystal and Herkimer diamonds and how to use them?
We can tell you is the idea of diamonds and all of these things is a part of your programming process in terms of making this a semi-precious or precious stone that is then worth money and all of these things. But the diamond itself is just a stone. It is just a crystal. It is just a part that is here within the earth and comes from that experience within the earth here. And it is not something that you need to be concerned about or anything because, as we say, it is just part of the programming. But crystals themselves, now that is another story. And this was part of your expression from long ago here on the planet, certainly with the Atlantean times. And crystals have come, what you would say, almost full circle here. They will come completely full circle from the Atlantean times. So from the time of the fall of Atlantis, the idea and the understanding of crystals left your understanding, it left your memories and all of this, because the crystals are the what was used to create the fall of Atlantis as it was. So you are moving, though, back to the times where you can then begin to use these crystals again. So this is all coming back, as we say, coming full around here.
I was trying to figure out, this. They call this a Herkimer diamond, which is a crystal. I don't know what the difference is there. I mean, is there...
But we would say to you on this is to, whenever there are questions type such as this type of thing, you can look it up and see, do your own research for this. This is not something that you need to rely on outside understanding to come to your own understanding of this. Simply look it up and you will find the answer to this. Ask as you are going into this process to help you to find the answer you are looking for.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question about how our current science views the energy of a crystal. Since most of our electronics now incorporate crystal energy, our phones, our computers are all run by crystals. Would you say that they know what's going on?
Yes, we would say that this is what we were talking about in terms of everything coming full around here. The use of crystals is coming back, very minimally yet at this point, but it will come back more and more as you move into these higher vibrations, back in some ways to what it was in Atlantean times, in those earlier times, not so much at the time of the fall, but before that, where crystals were used in so many aspects. They would be your electronics, they would be your electricity, or rather generate your electronics and electricity that they were then and as you are experiencing now. More and more you will find that there is a strong connection between your past and what you are moving into here. We are needing to release channel. Is there one more question before we do so, and then we release here?
Yes, I have a quick question.
Yes.
There's been a lot of recent talk about AI or artificial intelligence. What are your thoughts on that? Thank you.
We have lots of thoughts on that, but we need you to be a little bit more specific here.
Should we be concerned about it overtaking us or controlling us, or that's what the question that I have is, because that's what the talks around are based around.
We can tell you that is part of the old programming. That is part of the continuing illusion. But once you have moved past the illusion, once you have moved out of all of this old programming, you will no longer have to be concerned about this type of thing. This is what the dark forces were utilizing to control the masses. And as this is going to be dissipated, is already dissipating greatly, and once it is gone entirely, you will no longer have to be concerned with this. It is similar to your movie, The Matrix. At the end of Matrix, the third one as we are finding it, when those of that had awakened completely overcame the machines, overcame the artificial intelligence. In other words, moved beyond it. And then they would be completely free of all of this. This is what you are moving toward.
Thank you.
Yes. We are needing to release channel now. As we do so, continue to operate, continue to move within your own expression, within your own being, to continue to raise your own vibrations, raise the frequency around you wherever you can. Find yourself in gratitude. Find yourself in the beauty all around you. Find yourself in a very thankful state as much and as many times as you can throughout the day. Be aware. Be conscious. And as you are aware and conscious, you will find yourselves more and more in the higher vibrations, and therefore in the higher fourth and into the fifth dimension more and more frequently. Shanti, peace be with you. Be
Shanti.
The one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.